Beaumont, Cherry Valley, and Beaumont items, because I don't see any.
Is there agenda in their minutes?
I don't see anything about Danny or Kevin on there. Is that in Beaumont?
That's because there's no official from Kevin on there.
Library District, Beaumont Unified School District, Beaumont Cherry Valley Water District.
Those are the participating agencies.
Yeah.
Currently, well, as of January 8th.
That's why they're wanting.
That's for January 8th. It's to show who's participating.
That's why they're wanting the rest of the areas to come.
A lot of members of the Alliance attend.
How would it benefit us?
Quite frankly, I don't personally think it would. There are management meetings of a similar nature that are held once every 4 months, 3 or 4 months, and it's pretty much the same thing from my understanding. But the board might feel differently about it.
But the problem is if they're there rubbing elbows there, and then they're going to the different Water Alliance meetings, right?
It gets contacts and.
Exactly, it's making contacts and.
Gives us a heads up of what, you know, neighboring towns are doing and.
So it's really up to the board. We're just bringing it to your attention and see where you want to take it.
Okay, and the meeting's on the 4th?
Correct. March 4th will be the next meeting.
And by annual or every quarter?
Every 2 months. And every 2 years, it changes where it's at.
Yeah.
And right now, you said it's at the.
It's at the Beaumont Cherry Valley Parks and Rec Building, the Noble Creek Administration.
Noble Creek Administration Building.
Oh, that's up on the hill.
Yeah.
And the time of this meeting is at what?
5 o'clock on March 4th.
Well, isn't this what we discussed, where they were, one was going to go to one meeting and one was going to go to the other?
Yeah.
Okay. Since this is an ad hoc type of a committee.
The board needs, because it wasn't originally on that list of meetings to attend. So if a director is going to attend and wants to get paid for it, they just need approval from the board that they can go attend these meetings for district business.
But as part of the ad hoc, do we actually have to have, if the chair says to go to the meeting, you still have to have a vote of the general populace of the board?
I don't believe so.
I don't either, because it's an ad hoc.
Correct, but we just needed you to say yes, please attend.
Okay, so between the two of you, decide about the two meetings, so that one's going, one will go, so we get across information if possible, please.
I think that since you've been doing this a lot longer, and you know a lot more and a lot more people, I think it'd be better for you to go to the.
Well, that's something the two of you can.
This is the one in here that has all the agencies.
Well, it looks like with both you guys are on MAC, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it looks like more types of stuff like that. It's not all water related, but it's more like, hey, we have this coming up, or we have this. So I think, that benefits.
Okay.
So we don't need to vote?
No.
No.
Because he hocked it or whatever?
Yeah.
Yes. I hocked one for you. Okay, so the next item is public comment. Done. Future agenda items? No, if you got a future item.
No, I was just being smart.
No, it was something else.
Okay, that's not a problem. I guess just a motion to adjourn.
I second the motion.
I was too quiet.
So motion to.
I've been told that before.
Motion to adjourn at 19:09 hour. Made by Director Link, second by Director Sanderson. Director Sanderson?
Yeah, aye.
Director Morris? Director Morris?
Sorry, aye.
Director Wargo?
Aye.
Director Israel?
Aye.
Director Link?
I realized I put the wrong date on here. That's why. I was like, wait a minute, I have to.